Yesterday, we reintroduced the first of three lessons on how to keep the family together. And yesterday's lesson was concerning following and practicing the golden rule. Today, we'll consider knowing what real love is, and tomorrow, work out your anger. But consider with me today knowing what real love is. But to begin with, we want to look at the world's view of love. Oftentimes, the world views love as simply friendship or kinship. Well, love certainly includes those ideas, but it's not limited to that. But then some believe that love is erotic. The man that looks down off the steel girdings of a building, and he sees this beautiful lady walking by, and he says, "Oh, I'm so in love." Well, that's not what all, at least, that love is about. Marital love is often based upon outward beauty and influences, and when those things disappear, then love grows colder. God's view of love is much different than that. Paul, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, and gives a beautiful description of what real love is. He says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails." Within this beautiful passage, there are 16 descriptions of love. It begins by saying love suffers long. That is, it prolongs restraint under trials. And then love is kind, it's gracious, it's gentle in behavior. Love does not envy. In other words, it does not covet or is not jealous over. And then love does not parade itself. It's not vainglorious. It's not a braggart. Love is not puffed up. In other words, it's not arrogant. And then love does not behave rudely, does not behave unseemly, unbecoming. It's not indecent, but is gentle and courteous and polite. Next, love does not seek its own. It's not selfish. It's not concerning its own self-interest. And then love is not provoked. In other words, it's not exasperated, not easily irritated or sharpness, does not fly off the handle. And love thinks no evil, takes no account of evil like a ledger. And love does not rejoice in iniquity, has no joy in unrighteousness or wickedness or wrong or evil, but rejoiceth in the truth. Joy has truth or rejoices in the truth as opposed to unrighteousness. And then love bears all things, keeps out, protects, and forbears. Love believes all things, not gullible, but has faith in its whole man. And love hopes all things, sees the bright side, does not despair. And love endures all things, perseveres, keeps on. And love never fails, never falls away, never disappears, is never gone, never ceases. Now that we know and have learned what real love is, let us have the courage and the conviction and apply it to our own lives and into our homes and make it an application that we live by each day.